Business has picked up here in Des Moines. This state track update on Kick 106.7 comes to you from the Gatorade broadcast booth. Gatorade, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform, distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll. I'm Nick Brinks on Kick 106.7. This update brought to you by Top Loft, Robin Salon and Tanning, Midwest Wholesale, and Haley Equipment. Carroll picks up a second place finish in the girls' distance medley for Class 3A. Congratulations to Marison Wittrock, Madison Tuning, Avery Burke, and Marie Day. A 4:09.42. Again, they come home second place overall, a podium finish, medals around the neck, the whole shebang. Great effort from the Carroll Tigers there in the distance medley, second overall. In the 2A girls distance medley, South Central Calhoun picks up a 12th place finish with a 4:21.11. JC Gravy, Mia Ridgely, Brenna McAllister, and Chloe Judish, the four competing there. The boys' high jump and the girls' discus, those have wrapped up for Class 2A in the high jump. Kemper had Ben Gerken competing, and he picks up a third-place finish. So we got through all of yesterday and the first little bit of today, and now we've got our first podium finishes, and they happen within mere minutes of each other, as Ben Gerken cleared 6-3 but could not clear 6-4. Third place finish for Kemper's Ben Gerken in the high jump. Now, Kiera Hammond of South Central Calhoun in the girls' discus for Class 2A, she picks up a fifth place finish with 117 feet 6 inches as her best throw coming in that first round. She was not able to improve upon that in the final, but she does pick up a fifth place finish. So Gerken third, Hammond fifth, and then Carroll picking up a second in the girls' distance medley. Congratulations to those medalists. We'll see if we can get some more here as the day continues. A little bit of a break now. Our next event is coming up a little after 4 o'clock. We'll get to the girls' 100-meter hurdle preliminary event, trying to qualify for a Saturday final. It'll be Madison Tuning of Carroll competing there. 4:30, we've got some field events beginning, including Evan Adams of Kemper in the 2A boys discus and Shea Sinard in the 3A girls long jump. Sinard, somebody we have our eye on as a potential state champion contender in that event. And then that will get us through about 5 o'clock or so, and the rest of the day will quickly be ending before we know it. So it's day two here at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. Carroll and Kiera Hammond, Ben Gerken, all picking up medals here in the last few minutes. This update brought to you by Corn Belt Telephone, Brinks Exteriors, Jamie and Tammy North of CTS, Custom Technology Solutions, Ghost Energy from Allen Distributing. For all of today's results and more, check out sports.1380kcim.com. From the Gatorade broadcast booth, I'm Nick Brinks on Kick 106.7.